Hey, Penny Droppers. Penny here. Another bonus episode for you as I try and light my fire again at home. Is there anything worse than being cold? I mean, obviously, logically, many, many things, but let's just play my game for a moment. What's worse than being cold is bad wood. Now, I live in a poorly insulated old farmhouse in Tasmania, and we rely on a wood heater to keep us thawed out. And look, I like to think I'm quite handy lighting a fire. After many, many bush picnics in my childhood, good fire lighting practices were, I think, well and truly instilled in my skill set. But this wood, it's broken. I have tried lighting this fire 3 times this morning, and still, I mean, you wouldn't say it was roaring. Barely a meow. And look at this kindling. Like, it's amazing. It is so finely cut. Looks like splinters. And the thing is, I am getting more and more frustrated. I'm more frustrated than when I first tried to light it this morning. Why? Because the very thing that is meant to be my solution to the problem isn't working. The wood isn't making me warmer. The solution doesn't solve. In fact, it's creating more problems because I've now run out of paper and matches, which got me thinking. Because I think many of us hope to create solutions through our work, right? But I wonder how often our solutions aren't able to start the fire that we hoped they would. How many of us are selling bad wood? For the people that I work with, usually they're selling messages. Messages that they hope will start a fire in the belly of their clients or decision makers, helping them to see a new perspective or make critical change. And too often, I see people continue to sell the same messages even though they're not starting the fire. They just keep selling the bad wood. And from what I have learnt this morning here in front of my fire, it doesn't matter how many different ways we slice it. If the message isn't landing, we need to find the message that will. Because one thing I know to be true is that yelling the same message only makes us louder, not easier to hear. Now, the right message is there, but there's a high chance that we're probably so close to our ideas or our issues that we can't see the wood for the trees. Can I sneak in any more wood-based metaphors here? I'll see if I can try. Because I think that what we need to do is stop concentrating on the message and instead start chipping away. There it is. At the audience, so that we can uncover their core motivations and craft a message that will ignite as soon as it lands. Yep, okay. I'm done with the wood metaphors now, promise. If you've been playing along, you know that I talk a lot about this idea of chipping away at our audience and really getting to understand them so that we can craft the message that fits. Now, if you are new to the Penny Drop, I would love you to scroll back, I think the last 11 episodes now, because I've done a whole series on this, things that you can do to create the sorts of messages that will land with your audience, will get that fire going. It's part of a series called How to Be a Better Guest. And yep, now comes the segue. I've also turned this into an online public workshop. I've got another date that's just opened up in August. I would love you to come along. I'll put all the links that you need in the show notes. It's super easy to sign up or send me an email, penny@pennyterry.com, if you want to find out more. Hopefully, I'll be back at my computer shortly and not still here, sitting in front of the fire, because I am shutting this door and I am going to find some better wood, new sticks, some more kindling, a new message to get this fire going. Good to chat. I'll talk to you next episode.